you this morning? Yeah. It's been sifted by the potter. The potter is consistently working this clay to make it something. He now has put it into water. He's a stirring it. That's one potter that I was watching, Brother Kevin. He took this drill thing, and almost like you mix and paint. And he was a drilling it. Man, you know, I can't right there. And I mean, he's getting that. I mean, he's a mixing it all up. And all of a sudden, the camera points down to this bucket. And all of a sudden, you start seeing these little bitty fine particles that you couldn't see before. Now they're floating to the top. He then takes it. He scoops all of that trash out, puts it off to the side. And then he's got some clay he can work with. Now, let me show you some things this morning. I hope this is a blessing to you. A lot of times, the potter will take the clay out. At this moment, he begins to roll it out like bread. He'll take it out and he'll begin to work it. Why is he doing that? He's getting that clay used to his hands. He's making it pliable, if you will. He rolls it out. Sometimes they'll take a bread roller and they'll roll it out real thin. And still they're getting that stuff out of it. Still trying to get all the junk and all the mess that's out. He's pressing the clay. He's folding the clay. He's stretching the clay. They say that kneading clay properly will make it easier to work with if you eliminate all of the air bubbles in it. There can't be nothing. Y'all see what I'm saying this morning? This whole time I've been describing something. I've been describing conditions for you to be moldable. If you're not willing to take the chastisement of the Lord, the Bible said that you are an illegitimate son, that you're a bastard and not a son, right? If you can't handle the fact that, hey, God is God and you're not, amen, and God won't expect some things out of your life. You know, we're losing some things in our churches today. We're losing standards. I'm starting to see, look at it, and thank God, I'm going to tell you right now, I've been so encouraged by some of the things we see today in our church. I'm starting to see, we may not be great in number, but I'm starting to see some standards in your lives that's been changing, and I'm so thankful for that. People who come to me and just talk to me about the Word of God and just excited about God's Word, I'm excited about that. That's good. That's progression. Hallelujah. That's what it's all about. And I'd rather have that than have the masses, because here's the thing. If you lose sight of what God is making you to be, you'll have impurities in your life and your vessel will crack in the end.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.